Dímelo, mi gente, Radio 103.9, Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17 for a Facebook Live with Jermaine Dupri.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on, sir? 25 years in the game.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like we were saying earlier, because this is a take two, everybody. We ain't going to act like this never happened. But you look good.
Oh, thank you. And I wonder when people say that you look good, do you expect people to look bad?
Well, I mean, being in this business, the stress, the travel, the everything you got to go through. So I expect you to look dried up.
I'm really?
Not, I'm not trying to be mean. I mean, not you, because you look good.
That's good.
But that black don't crack is for real.
I mean, you got to take care of yourself, though.
Yeah, you take care as being. Do you credit looking young and good for being vegan?
Probably so. Yeah.
And you're not a newbie vegan.
Yeah. No, I'm not new. I've been vegan for like 12 years. So.
What made you make that flip? Like, that's so disrespectful, I think, to the chicken and the beef.
Nah, that stuff is disrespectful to you. That's it. You'll feel it eventually. That's why them people that you're talking about, they come in looking like that. Because
no.
They're eating that bad food.
Look, I look good.
Yeah, you look good.
You know, I got my skin tight and right.
You've been in radio 25 years?
No, Daniel, you ain't got to put it like that. Y'all, I thought we were family. We just had a conversation.
I'm trying to ask. It's all good.
Well, it's going on 15 now.
Oh, well, then there you go.
I'm almost catching up.
You over 10, that's good.
Yeah, you know, I look good, right?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when I knew you were coming, the one thing that stuck in my head had to be, I think at that time it was a cassette, the So-So Def All-Star.
Oh, the bass also.
Yeah, the bass also. Yo, I didn't know. First, at that time, I didn't know it was you. I didn't know what was going on. But, you know, as time went on, I realized, and I absolutely love that. Oh, yeah. Was it a cassette at that time? I forgot it was a cassette or CD.
Yeah, well, both of them.
It was both, right?
Yeah, it was both.
I was all in. Oh, and then when my boo came out, I was like, why y'all being so, you know, not the boo, the Running Man challenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, don't ruin that record. That record's my favorite. I don't want to.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
how. But were you happy because you got some coins off of it?
Well, it's more or less for the label, you know what I mean? Because I didn't write the song. It was all Lil Jon. That was Lil Jon's thing. So it was more or less something that was a good reflection for the label, because it was going into that song coming back to life was going into this 25th anniversary. So it's like you could just feel the synergy happening.
Yeah, so 25, you got the My Boo coming back. Did you, and I know you probably get it, the magnitude of 25 years of being in the game, could you have ever expected? And then do you think the next 25 is going to be even bigger and better?
Nah, I definitely couldn't expect it. I mean, the crazy part about it, I was doing this interview today with Vibe, and they said that, did I think about celebrating 25 years, and then hip-hop just celebrated 45 years, I think, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that my company's been around for half as long as hip-hop has been around. That's the part that's kind of mind-boggling, because that don't seem right to me.
Why not?
It just don't seem right. It seemed like hip-hop was already like...
Oh, way before.
I mean, it was way before me. I feel like it was just like a long ways before. But it actually, you know, and when you look at it like that, it's not that far away.
True. Now, you have a plethora... Let me run down these artists from So-So Def that are celebrating with you. Are they all coming out on this tour?
Yeah.
Like, because it's been like up and down.
If they were signed, yes, they were.
If they were signed. So I know Criss Cross... Not.
They weren't signed.
They were. And people thought they were. I thought they were.
Signed to So-So Def.
Who were they signed to?
They were signed to Rough House.
Oh. But you had them under your...
I mean, I produced them, so it's So-So Def that, you know, that mentally. But as far as the label goes, this is an actual... If you was on So-So Def, the label, this is what the tour is.
So, of course, the Brat.
Yes.
Who... Boy, you should be proud of her. Like, she's just...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Television, still music, her... Troubles and still going on.
Yeah.
Jaquan?
Yeah.
Jagged Edge?
Yes.
Your new artists, Manny and Nova? Are they
Nobody from the rap game.
Nobody from the rap game?
No.
Okay. So then, all right. So Anthony Hamilton?
Yes.
Oh, he's going?
Yes.
And Bow Wow?
Yes.
Okay. Them Franchise Boys?
Yes.
So everybody. Nobody missing from this list?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Even what about everybody from that tape? Were they signed to you or no?
Who was that?
From the So-So Def All Star.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Some of those artists were signed too, but the majority of the artists are the name artists that, you know, because the bass All Stars is just like a collection of people. But we talking about the main artists that had, you know, longer careers.
So who for you? Because I told you, like, for me, it was that All-Star bass tape was one that was for me that made me realize who So-So Def was. But who was that artist that made So-So Def?
I mean, I can't really say. I think it's for every person, it's a different person. You know what I mean? If you was a Park 106 and Park person, then you would think it's Bow Wow, right? If that's what you did. Or, you know, if you was, if you're into R&B, then it probably was Jagged Edge or Escape. Or Anthony Hamilton, you know, like you just said, Anthony Hamilton's gone. So it depends. You know, I think each person has their own person that they feel like brought them into what So-So Def is about.
But for you, that you said, listen, you have to at least acknowledge it, that you are the reason why mine crossed over, if you want to say, or made it everywhere. Which one for you do you think? I know they're all your babies. They're all family. Not in a disrespectful way.
I can't really say. Because I feel like each era of each one of the artists is a different time period. I think Brat probably made people pay attention to the name because it was the first song that her and I had together. It was the first time people started hearing me rap. It was on her record. So I think that was a big piece of the history of people paying attention to So-So Def.
Is it that or the Billboard? Because all I hear about is that damn So-So Def billboard that was up in the ATL.
Yeah, but, you know, I wonder if people used to pass by that billboard and not even know what it meant. Like, they just see it like, So-So Def, what does that mean? You know, some people probably knew, but, you know, the people that didn't know, they just was like, what is that? You know, they probably just looked at it and kept going.
Yeah, are you going to bring it back? Maybe for Instagram. Y'all, that's a great marketing thing.
What is that?
That's So-So Def billboard.
Instagram?
So everybody... Huh?
You said Instagram.
Yeah, so everybody can come over, take a picture, post it on Instagram, and keep it going.
That's it? Try to they get killed by pulling off on the side of the highway.
People do it nowadays. You see it on Instagram. You see it on the news. People climbing up on rocks just to take a picture. I don't want to be credited to you.
I don't know.
But you don't have to put it up that high. You can bring it down low.
No, it's got to be up. It's got to be where it's at. I mean, I talked to the city about bringing it back for the Super Bowl. We're going to see.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Super Bowl. Are you ready to have the Patriots come through or the Giants?
The who?
Patriots or the Giants?
Oh, yeah. I hope they come back.
And win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they come, you know, the Falcons, we can get a rematch.
How much did you put down on that game?
Huh?
Did you put money down on that game?
Nah. I mean, I didn't expect them to do that to the Patriots. But we saw that it could happen. So this time we're going to be at home. If it happens this time, we're going to win. Don't come mad.
Oh, no, I ain't going to be mad. I know we're going to win. I'm going to be out there in my Patriots jersey like, hey.
I mean, as you should. We should have lost that game, but... I'm telling you, it won't be the same this time.
Okay. Now, what can we expect on this this tour? I had to put my leg up. My leg hurts. What's up with the tour? So, what can we expect on it?
Just a lot of fun. You know what I mean? A lot of fun. A lot of people. You know, a lot of singing. A lot of dancing. A lot of love. Just a lot of fun. Just that's something that I feel like, you know, you don't get in these shows these days. You know, we a lot of people have so much copycatting going on that one artist come on and they sound like the next artist sound like the one that just went off. These artists are all individuals and they have different things. So, you know, your emotions will be like this up and down all night.
Yeah, and you bring a great point of how every artist nowadays are sounding the same. You're with your rap game. How do you make sure that all your artists that come in there sound different, or at least you pick the one that's sounding different? Because it's hard now. Every artist does sound the same.
I mean, well, you talking about with the TV show?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's they're influenced by what's happening right now. So I have to know that they're not going to sound that much different. You know what I mean? So I got to find the one that sounds the best out of the five that sound the same.
What are you listening for? Because, you know, you being a former president of a label... What is it for people that are listening that want to get picked up, be signed on So-So Def? What exactly are you looking for?
Today, wow. I don't know. I think it depends on, you know, depends on what day it is and how I feel. Yeah, like, for real. Like, I would, you know, when I signed Anthony Hamilton, I was in the mood for Anthony Hamilton that day. I was looking for an artist that, you know, felt like that, that looked like him, everything. But prior to that, I wasn't. You know, like when I did Crisscross, I wasn't looking for the Brat. I didn't want no female rappers at all. I thought female rap was whack. But I got over it. And then the next day, I was looking for the Brat. It just depends on how I feel.
I'm really sad to hear that. As a female.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's I love your honesty. Yeah. I love it. What made you flip to say, like, all right, fine, I want a female now?
I mean, because, you know, as a fan, I wasn't a big fan of female rappers at the time when Brat came. I mean, I like MC Light. You like one or two songs, but we talking about putting somebody out that you want to have a career with and put an album out. I wasn't in that space as a person yet. I didn't have a female rapper that I was listening to. And the rap that they was talking, it wasn't something that I was like, oh yeah, I understand this. It wasn't resonating with me like that. So.
Do you like the female rappers that are out now?
Somewhat. I mean, some of it, you know what I mean? A lot of it don't resonate with me still, you know? Yeah.
What about the male rappers? They should be resonating. All they're doing is...
It's the same. I mean, I think the females are getting closer to, you know, not that they have to. I just feel like, you know, it's when you have rap, you know, and I'm thinking from a creative space. When you're rap fans mostly are, you know, guys. A majority of it starts from a male perspective, and then it goes to the girls. That's how I feel like, you know.
But would you not say really it starts with the females? Because a lot of times now, it's proven, the records don't pop unless the strippers, shout out to all my girls,
100%.
They make it pop. So you saying that comment is kind of...
Yeah, but I don't know if I don't
look... Or not even just strippers. No, I mean, we buy, we pay.
Yeah, I still look at it like, you know, I still feel like males still push the music harder, and then it gets to that space. Females like it. That's just how I see it. You know, even I'm from Atlanta, where strip club culture is the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still male-dominated. The males push the music, and the girls end up being like, that's my jam. And let me hear that song, you know? That's why I still feel like when people talk about the disrespect that's in the records towards women, I don't even think the artists realize. They're not thinking about that. They thinking it's going to hit somebody else before it hit these women that they think people, you know, that's just how I feel.
And you're entitled to your feelings, yeah. You know, but
you have women that are really hip hop heads and musically, you know, they are into it, but I don't think we see those people first yet.
Now in the business, isn't there more females now in this business than it was before? So we're the ones that,
yeah.
I mean, of course, the lovely ladies over here.
Yeah. But I don't know if you know, when you see people argue about rap, do you see females? I haven't seen females argue about rap.
We argue about this all the time in this studio, in this building.
We need to be seen.
Females.
Well, I just feel like I'm saying, as far as what we see, mm-hmm. you know, even like I haven't seen, even like when they talk about the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef, I've heard men talk about this.
Because us girls, we quick to just snatch the wig and keep it going.
Yeah, but we talking about talking. But,
yeah, no, of course, talking wise.
Yeah, I'm just saying I haven't heard no females. I heard all men talk about this so far.
Where are you? Where are you hanging out?
I've been in the meeting.
But, and none of the girls talk about it?
No, I mean, even on Instagram. I seen 50 Cent was the first person to report it. I ain't seen nobody else. Shade Room, then what females?
Like? I think when we are talking about it, we're talking about it as we don't want them to be disrespected showing fights. But lyrically...
See, look at you.
No, because I want to take my personal side out of it. I want to take my personal side because, of course, I think for me, they're both great artists. And this is a question that I want to ask you. I'm one of those that I feel like you should write your own. You being a writer, it's like I get mad that these girls aren't out there writing their own stuff. There's so many fabulous female artists that write their own thing. And that's the only reason why I don't really talk about it, because they're arguing about something that has nothing to do with the rap game. It's just about the kids and one wanting to be superior to the other. It's not, I don't even think it's about I'm a better rapper than you, because at the end of the day, you're both just great entertainers. You're not ones that rap. Right. Again, I'm not in the studio with them. You mm-hmm. probably know more than I do. But they don't write their stuff. I don't think so. That's me personally, again.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I don't know.
That's probably why when it comes to maybe a lot of us females, guys, I feel men like to instigate more of just the fighting of pulling the hair and talking about the kids or whatever. We are arguing about females for us when we talk. It's like that B doesn't write her stuff, or that B doesn't write this, or this B is jealous, but not like because she writes and she doesn't.
Oh.
That's how we argue. You guys.
Yes.
Whatever.
No,
so you being a writer, let's get to the writing side. How do you write for people and get to know them? Like sitting down and you write a record like, what's the one with Usher? You've written a lot for Usher. Confessions.
Yeah.
Did you get that from him, or how many people did you sit down with to get their stories for it?
I mean, that was about me. Confessions was about it was basically my story that was transformed into his story. That was an easier one because it was directly about my life.
You wrote it so good that it ended up, we all thought, I mean, I thought it was just all about Usher. And
I mean, it because it was a story that was prior to it, so it was like connected to this backstory. So it had to have these pieces in it that was connected to this part one, which made it tied to Usher more.
So what's your method to madness to writing?
Just do it.
You don't sit with people?
Huh?
You don't sit with them? You don't follow them for a week to get them to get to know them?
I just sit around watching people and see what they, you know, what they into and what they like and what they start talking about the most. And then I hear them say something and I'll be like, oh, you should say this. And if they can't get it, then I'm like, they don't even understand what I'm talking about. Then I'll write it. Then it's like, oh, wow. You know.
So I got you 25 years and inducted into the Writers Hall of Fame, correct? Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you.
To next 25, what can we expect?
A lot more. It's so much more. It's so much, you know, it's crazy. I was thinking about this yesterday when I posted congratulations to John Legend, by the way, because he just got the ego.
He got
whatever you want to call it. And it's amazing to me that he's the first black man to ever get that, right? He's the first black man to ever do that. That means that it's so much ground out here that's not been touched by us. So when people ask me what's the next 25, I'm going to touch the ground that's not been touched. It's a lot of that out there.
And is
everywhere.
Owning your own radio station since you've been a radio personality.
It's a lot of ground. You got to find it. You got to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're in a copycat world where people are doing the exact same thing. It's so much stuff over here that people are not doing. So all you got to do is turn your body a different direction and just start doing it.
All right. Mi gente, Jere Dupree.
Yeah.
Facebook Live, Radio 103.9. Thank you, Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17, 25 years in the game.